Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Carsonville-Port Sanilac School District received a grant that will be used for technology infrastructure. The federal grant, which was for $89,600, that requires a 20% match, can be used to provide reduced rates on internet access and internal connections for schools and libraries. The district's plan is to add and replace wireless access points, switches for network cabling closets, single fiber for closet-to-closet runs, and UPS system battery protection. In other matters, the Board of Education approved tenure for Aaliyah Kimsel, who is music and band instructor. Third-year probation was approved for Emily England, who is a second-grade teacher. And third-year probation was approved for Ashley Valley, who is a kindergarten teacher. The City of Croswell's Planning Commission will conduct a meeting at 5:30 p.m. on May 13th. The meeting, which will be at the Croswell Community Center, 124 North Howard Avenue, is to review a request for a dog kennel license. The proposed site for the kennel is at 303 Mills Street, Croswell, which is pending the sale to Michelle Saad. Public comments will be accepted during the meeting. Those who cannot attend the meeting can submit a written comment on the issue and send it to Croswell City Hall, 100 North Howard Avenue, and a copy of the proposal for a kennel can be viewed at the same address from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. And we will continue with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Michigan residents have emerged as among the least patient when it comes to interacting with artificial intelligence, AI, according to a recent Preply study. The research highlights instances where Michiganders express frustrations with AI technology, often resorting to raised voices or impolite behavior. Key findings from the study include: Michigan ranks as the third least patient state in the U.S. when engaging with AI. Despite frequent interactions with AI, 33% engaging several times a week, 24% of respondents admit to not using please and thank you. While displaying impatience, 59% of residents express some satisfaction with AI responses. This trend of impatience mirrors national patterns, with 1 in 3 Americans expressing frustration or anger toward AI. As our reliance on AI continues to grow, understanding and addressing these behavioral patterns becomes increasingly important. By comparing local data to trends in other states, researchers hope to gain deeper insights into how Americans interact with AI technology. A Pennsylvania nurse who administered lethal or potentially lethal doses of insulin to numerous patients has pleaded guilty to 3 counts of murder and other charges and been sentenced to life in prison. 41-year-old Heather Presti was given 3 consecutive life sentences and another consecutive term of 380 to 760 years behind bars during a hearing today in Butler, north of Pittsburgh. Prosecutors say she played a role in the deaths of at least 17 patients who lived in 5 health facilities in 4 counties between 2020 and 2023. Authorities say co-workers often questioned Presti's conduct and said she frequently showed disdain for her patients and made derogatory comments about them. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And currently, the temperature is 50 degrees. With the wind chill 48, wind speeds are from the east at 6 miles per hour and the humidity is at 72%.